As we have been letting folks know, September is Emergency Preparedness Month. And as we wrap up September, we wanted to let people know about an opportunity to volunteer in your community here in Ketchikan. I don't know if if these groups are elsewhere in our listening area, but here in Ketchikan, we have the Community Emergency Response Team, and it is an opportunity for folks to volunteer. And joining me this morning to tell us more about CERT are Nora Tombaugh and Debbie Nance. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And both of you also, I should add, are part of the Medical Reserve Corps. You wear many hats in helping with emergency preparedness in this community.
Yep. This is a way to bring volunteers into the community, and being a small community, we've tried to take and evaluate different circumstances and situations and preparedness in the community through many community members, starting with the LAPC and working with different groups within the LAPC. And over the last 7 years, we've decided to take and merge the Medical Reserve Corps and CERT teams together and cross-train them. And our goal here today is to promote CERT.
And LAPC is the Local Emergency Planning Committee, and we did speak with some members of that group yesterday as well. And again, all these groups intertwined and working together. And I have to also disclose, I am actually a CERT team member as well and have gone through that training program. And what was it, about a year ago? I'm trying to think of when that happened.
We started classes last October, and I want to thank you for taking the time to join our fun group and learn about not only preparing for yourself and your friends, but also learning about the importance of preparedness in the community. Thank you. And thank you,
and
Debbie, for your and Leonard's time the last 4 or 5 years as well. Thank you.
And I think there were about a dozen people who went through the training. And let's explain to folks what CERT is. What does that mean? What does being a CERT member entail?
CERT nationally is supported locally through implemented programs that teach people how to better prepare for hazards that impact the communities. We train in basic disaster response skills such as fire safety, basic search and rescue. We do some team organization training. We do disaster medical operations. The training helps participants to help prepare themselves, their families, their neighbors, and those around them in event of an emergency.
Okay, and part of that involves training, and we had, is it monthly training sessions? It's so hard to remember back. We are now meeting monthly, but it's monthly training sessions.
Oh, no, it was weekly. It was weekly. Wasn't it like 13 weeks that we met initially to get our training and our certification? And then for us that have gone through that, we have continued to meet monthly to keep up our skills, but also to build a relationship within our group so that we know how to better work together. Yeah, so that's been a real important thing. One of the things that's always been emphasized, too, is that I have to take care of myself first, my own safety, before I'm ready to help others. Yeah, I know one of the things for me with CERT, the reasons I got involved is I know that I'm a responder at heart, and that if I've learned in my research that if I respond without training, without knowing how, most likely I'm going to get hurt and I'm going to cause problems. So for me, being involved in CERT has given me training in how to respond in a safe way, and it's given me, therefore, a place to belong and to plug into when the call comes.
And that being safe for yourself is priority number one, is really emphasized in that, because there is a tendency for people to want to rush in and help without necessarily assessing the situation, and you may put yourself in greater danger, and then you become a victim yourself rather than someone who's rescuing and assisting.
Right. And also I've learned that it will, if I would jump in without having the training and without having a place, I can cause more confusion for the bigger picture also, because there is a plan. We have a plan in CERT. We know when we're going to be called. We know just who to respond to and how to respond. And we're continually training and just being better equipped to be there when the call comes.
And part of it is, again, preparing for your own safety, the safety of your family, also an opportunity to assist should something happen. And I guess an example would be, say, an earthquake, and being a contact person in your neighborhood. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that. What expectations are there for CERT members? How involved does someone have to be?
Well, we would like to invite our volunteers to take our training course this upcoming year here. It looks like we're going to be having a training in October and we'll have some trainings through the month of November, a couple in December and January. So basically during that time, we'll go through the safety initiatives that we just talked about in the national outline. And what we do within those classes is we teach ourselves as that group how to, again, prepare ourselves. And should the event happen in the community, we're able to form a little group in that section of our community. And after we've made sure that our families are safe and we're taken care of, we would form a meeting area in our neighborhoods, and we would bring our CERT team members together, and we would go out and try to help the area, possibly a little basic search and rescue. We would fall under the NIMS program. We would be working with the local fire department before we would deploy it. That way, we would make sure that they knew we were okay. They would give us a general idea of what the situation was. Then we could reply to them basically what we were seeing in our neighborhood, and then we would respond as requested through the command center.
And a lot of it is helping just to be, say, a contact point. You wear your jacket, you have your helmet or hat that identifies you as someone who has some training and experience and can go door to door, check on people, find out, is everybody okay? Be able to, as Nora said, report that back as, say, fire or police come through. You know, yes, I've checked the neighborhood, and here are places where people need help. Everybody in this zone is fine. Kind of having that in organization and coordination, and which, you know, in a disaster or some situation, panic can ensue. And so any way in which you can help kind of maintain order, you're not meant to be a police officer by any mean, but just to be there to kind of interact with people and, you know, be one of the many sources.
That's right. One of the things I worried about when I first joined up with CERT is, would I physically be able to meet the challenge? I have issues physically, and I'm at the end of my 50s, and I found that I have a place just because of who I am. And each of us in the team have different strengths, different weaknesses, and together we complement each other. And that's, again, where it's important to get to know each other, not just plug into the training, but spend time with each other so we know our strengths and our weaknesses. And I know my husband and I had an opportunity last year to go up to Haines for a training where we had a simulated mass disaster, and we were responding. And one of the things that it showed me is that as I plug in and do my part, that allows the trained people in the medical, like the emergency medical team, the ambulance responders, the fire department, the police, to do their part. They don't have to do the logistical that I can do, even with my abilities. And we so need people like me, like Nora, like just we need us to be there to assist and do what we can and to be trained and ready.
I think that's a great point, that whatever skills you have, they can be brought to this, and you don't have to be a person who jumps in there and deals with medical things or jumps in there and tries to rescue people, but there are other aspects where you can help. There's so many different ways in which you can help in a situation, and even something like traffic control, or if you're very good with speaking to people, helping to calm people or get information to people. I mean, there's just many different ways in which you out there can help if you're interested in doing so.
Right. Maria, you talked about traffic control. All three of us had the opportunity at the Blueberry Festival to help with traffic control. And it was a service to the community, but it was training for us. And we actually found out this is okay. It's not scary. It was fun to be part of the community, to help move people in a safe way. We even had a lost child that we got to help find and reunite with their parents. And it was a community opportunity where we got to be trained and to participate and to give back to the community.
Okay, and if you mentioned this training is coming up, how do people get involved with that? How do they sign up to get the CERT training?
Well, we have applications at the Ketchikan Fire Department, and there should be applications available also at the borough offices. We've dropped some off at Vigor, and we'll leave some here at KRBD. The registration is open through October 7th. We're looking to fill 8 to 10 more seats. Come join the fun. It really is a fun way to get to learn how to better prepare yourself, but, you know, get to know the people that are in the group. And I have to give a big thank you to the fire department and their employees. They're the ones that are out teaching our CERT classes, and they're very fun and entertaining and very knowledgeable, and they really have helped, I think, to help teach all of us how important our differences are, and be able to work together as a team and kind of help pull out that extra, yes, you can, yes, you can, yes, you can. And it's just been a extremely fun and educational experience, and I think that the 13 of us that graduated from class have had a very enjoyable year going out and learning and participating in different events this year. And we have some map classes and geo classes coming up here in November for the group. And we're going to get into cold weather emergencies and what you should do. And we have our medical shelter tent. We're going to continue training there and learn about electrical and generating to help keep the tent up and running should it need to be going. So there's a lot of fun things that we still have coming up this year to learn as well.
And is there a public Facebook link, like, that people go to find out kind of a little bit more?
The Ketchikan Community Emergency Response Team. That's the Facebook page.
Okay, if people want to check things out,
absolutely,
get a little more info. A lot of information also that you post all the time about getting ready, you know, being ready and going to ready.gov, getting more information, get your kits together and whatnot should an emergency happen. And may I say, Nora is an incredibly prepared person. She's
yes.
got an amazing go kit and 3-day or however many days survival kit on hand to shame the rest of us, or at least shame me. I'm so not as prepared, but very inspiring. And again, it is a volunteer opportunity to, again, you can just go and show up to probably the first session, check it out, see if this is for you. Go to the CERT Facebook page, or just go talk to perhaps a CERT member, or go talk to someone at the fire department involved with that organization to just get a better feel. And again, this is in Ketchikan, and I am not sure if there are other groups in other communities. I bet there are similar things, but probably not technically a CERT group. But check out your own community and other ways you can help.
Absolutely.
Okay, anything else that you wanted to add? We're all good. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria.
Nora Tombaugh and Debbie Nance, again, part of the Community Emergency Response Team. Those applications, she actually is going to drop some off here. So if you pass by KRBD and are interested in picking up an application, they'll be here. They're at the fire station and many other locations.